Blog Talk Radio.
Do you want some tea today? Give me some chai.
Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio. Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio.
Do you want some tea today? Give me some chai.
Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio. Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio.
Do you want some tea today? Give me some chai.
Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio. Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio.
Give me some chai. Do you want some tea today? Do you want some tea today?
Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio.
Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio. I am your host, Leah the Sun Star, and I have my co-host here, Kale the DJ. Thank you for tuning in to Enlightened Tea, where we talk about the latest tea and sip on tea. The show tonight, we're going to be discussing personality types, but honestly, it's about self-awareness. And we have a special guest tonight who is an amazing yoga instructor and a very highly intuitive facilitator of enlightenment and the CFO of my beloved, very favorite nonprofit, The Enlightened Collective. Thank you for joining us, Ms. D. Shaw.
Thank you so much, Leah, for having me. And hello, how are you guys?
Oh, man, it's been an interesting week so far for me. But I'm going to keep on keeping on.
Right. First, I want to say I love that little intro. That was so cute.
Well, appreciate you. You know, me and my own personal DJ, who's my sister, you know, we worked hard on that intro, didn't we, sis?
We sure did.
Loved it.
Appreciate you. Typically every week I go around and do a roundabout and ask everybody what type of tea are they sipping on. So let me start with you, sis. What type of tea are you sipping on tonight, DJ? Kale the DJ.
Oh, man. I am sipping on ginger tea tonight. This is one of my favorite types of teas to sip on.
You and Prophet BK, love y'all some ginger tea. Dee, what type of tea are you sipping on tonight?
Well, I am actually sipping on chai tea, so I giggled a lot when in the intro.
Oh, I love me some chai tea, so.
Yes.
And it's interesting because chai means tea.
Yes.
So you sipping on tea.
Yeah, I got my tea.
And I'm sipping on some matcha green tea. I had matcha green tea last week as well. I don't know why I love matcha green tea so much. And I really, instead of like making it with water, which is traditionally how matcha is drunk by people, I like to put almond milk or coconut milk in it and make it into a latte tea with a smidget of honey in it. So, like, I don't know. I've been getting matcha tea from Starbucks. I just like some matcha tea. I even had a matcha smoothie a couple weeks ago from Smoothie King. I don't know what it is about the green. You know, I'm drinking money. That's what I feel like. I feel like I'm drinking money in my heart chakra all at once. Because matcha tea is green, for those of y'all listening, right?
Right.
For those of you all who don't know, matcha tea is green, and green is for money and the heart chakra.
Yeah.
At the same time. So on Enlightened Tea Radio, we love to discuss topics, and typically we do an entertainment and a social topic on the higher self and the lower self, and have a conversation from those perspectives. But for tonight, I wanted to do something different. I wanted to talk about self-awareness and in reference to how well do you know yourself? And I stumbled across this personality quiz. One of the people I follow on IG had this 16personalities.com link on their profile. Yes, it's called 16personalities.com, and there was a quiz. And you could take the quiz and find out the Myers-Briggs. You know, it kind of incorporates Myers-Briggs, of course. It incorporates Myers-Briggs, but it gives you, like, your personality, the name of your personality on top of if you're an INFJ, an ENFJ, and all those different things, which I, you know, I have a bachelor's degree in psychology, and I still, like, could not remember all those personality types when I was in school for nothing to save my life. But I really like this website because it really breaks it down. It tells you who your real life celebrity counterparts would be and your, I guess you could say, fictional character counterparts would be. It breaks down your strengths and weaknesses. It breaks down how you are in romantic partnership. It breaks down, I hate saying strengths and weaknesses, so I would say your strengths and your growth areas or areas you're going to have to grow in, your romantic relationships. It breaks down your friendships, like how you are with your friends. It breaks down how you are at, like how you would be as a parent if you're not already a parent, or, you know, it also breaks down how you would be in your career or what career path will work better for you. It breaks down your workplace habits. And I think that was it. But it's a very nice, I've been on this path recently of self-discovery, because I just feel like what I thought I knew about myself wasn't myself. It was mainly, part of it was myself, and part of it was how you're ingrained, like stuff you're brought up with. I call it generational curses. Because sometimes that's what it is. Well, it's that thing where your parents brought you up and they instilled certain values in you. And it's not saying that those values are wrong. You know, it's just saying that at some point you have to discover who you are at your core. And you have to do what makes you happy. And I know growing up for me, I saw my parents married for, you know, until my dad passed away, and that was almost 50 years. They were married for 50 years. My dad was military till he retired. Then he retired again as a nurse. For them, it wasn't about doing what you love to do and making as much money as possible doing it. It wasn't about, it was really, they chose to live how they wanted to live. And so they kind of raised me and my brother to follow suit. And my brother definitely didn't follow suit. And me, I was really trying. I was really making an effort to follow suit. And the effort was not working. I was trying to pour new hot sauce in the same old hot sauce bottle, if that makes any sense. So recently, I've been on this path of self-awareness and self-enlightenment. And as a part of my self-enlightenment, this 16personalities.com has been really helpful in understanding more about myself. So for those of you all who are listening out there, if you get a chance, go to www.16personalities.com. And take the quiz. And if you don't already know what your personality type is or you want more detail about it, this is a really great website. And so anyways, tonight we, myself and D. Shaw and Kale the DJ, we're all going to be talking about our personality types and the people who we feel, you know, most connected with, or say we saw a movie or we really felt connected to a character, we feel connected to the celebrity and why we feel so connected, and what has identifying your personality type like done for you. And so anyways, that's going to be our show tonight. If you are interested in getting a reading for your upcoming week, give us a call at 914-803-4591. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back from our break, we are going to get into the different personalities. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is another InfoSong production.
Enlighten Tea Radio, where we talk about the latest tea and we sip on tea. Tonight, I have a special guest, Ms. D. Shaw, and tonight we're going to be talking about personality types. And this is all about a journey of self-awareness. Again, please remember to call in at 914-803-4591 if you're interested in joining in the conversation, or if you want to get a reading for the week ahead. Back into the conversation, Dee, let's get started with you. So tell us what personality type you have based off of the quiz that you took on 16personalities.com, and tell us a little bit about the celebrity who you felt resonated with you most from the celebrities that were a part of your quiz, and tell us a little bit about your self-awareness journey and how has this personality quiz impacted or correlated with who you know you are to be as a person, or who you are as a person, who you know yourself to be as a person. Can get it out.
Okay. Right. I have to admit, full disclosure here, I took this test like 3 different times because it was extremely short and the questions were, they're pretty pointed. So I purposely changed some of my answers based on, where I felt comfortable, like the range, because they give you a nice range between like your strongest agree to your strongest disagree. And every mm-hmm. single time, I'm the same person, so I liked that about the quiz. I was like, I guess I am who I am. So, and my personality type is a assertive protagonist.
Okay.
I play the role of a diplomat, and my strategy is people mastery. I like how detailed this quiz is, or the personality, this particular personality typing, because it, like you said, it's a lot of information within it, and it's reading through it, a lot of it did resonate with me a lot, because they give you ranges with regard to, are you more intuitive, or, are you decisive, or, they have all these different ranges. They go into are you extroverted, introverted, observant, intuitive, that kind of thing. And they give you a percentage for that. And those percentages, I think, really made the most sense to me, because none of us are all or nothing. We mm-hmm. all, depending on the day, depending on the situation, depending on our courageousness for the day or our lack thereof confidence for the day, we do range within a particular frame within all of these areas. So I like the fact that this quiz allowed those percentages. Because we all hope to be well-rounded individuals. So, and I think that I've been told before, like taking other personality quizzes before, I've been told that I'm the middle as far as someone who is idealistic and then someone who is more practical. So I'm mm-hmm. both of those people. And this, kind of proves that to be true as well. The celebrity that resonates with me the most from this, my personality, we share a personality type, is President Barack Obama. So hate if you want to. That's my president. And, of course, I adore that man for who he is. He's extremely educated and full of class, but still real true to who he is, like, not having to play a role to satisfy, others, even though that's what a politician is. But, I feel like everyone can resonate or, find something relatable about that particular man and who he is and his personality. And I feel the same is true for myself as well. I feel that I am relatable to a lot of different people. We may not all agree on everything wholeheartedly, but I do aim to be relatable, and at least being able to, and being an empathetic person on top of that, I can at least empathize with a lot of individuals around me. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Were there any other areas there that I missed?
No, I think you pretty much summed it up. Let me just ask, on your journey of being self-aware of yourself after you took your quiz and you got your results, were you able to see different areas of your life or different events over your life where you were just like, oh, that makes sense? And would you mind, sharing one of those events with the listeners? Because, some people listening in might want to know.
Right. With regard to being self-aware, I feel that I have personally always been, since a young child, pretty self-aware of who I was. And I say that because I've always been able to take a look back at myself with a somewhat of an overly critical eye at times, but I am able to do honest an objective self-reflection when it comes to myself. Like when I was younger, like in elementary school, maybe like third grade, fourth grade, I recognized early on that I was extremely shy, like fearfully shy. I did not like being around crowds. I only was comfortable being around like my personal group of friends. I did not like public speaking, all of these things. I recognized it to be crippling early on for, you know, the type of person I wanted to grow into.
Mm-hmm.
And at that young age, I was able to look at myself and say, no, I think that this is going to be a problem. So I purposely would put myself in situations that were uncomfortable to me to try to help build that strength and confidence in those areas. Because even though I didn't like speaking in public and being in front of other people, I felt like I needed that growth in order just to, you know, grow as a person, you know, even from that young age. So I would put myself in little fashion shows. I would join the school play, you know, where I had to be actually on stage and those sort of things. I kind of purposely put myself in those situations that I knew terrified me. So from then on, I always, and I still to this very day, any situation that I'm in, any with regard to career, relationships, friendships, interactions with my family, I don't have a problem taking that hard look at myself and making those critical, quote-unquote, judgments about my role in whatever situation that had occurred, or, you know, something I could have been better at, something I could have done more of. I'm not one of those people that like to place blame outside of myself when I can see clearly that I may have had more fault in it than I want to admit. And sometimes that's really hard to do. Sometimes that's really humbling to have to admit certain things to yourself about yourself. You know, and I've noticed that in society as a whole, we've become more and more comfortable with the victim mentality. Like, you know, you get sympathy when, oh, what was me? Such and such did this to me. How could you do this to me? But what role did I really play in that situation occurring?
Right.
And not many people can, you know, really take that hard look at themselves in that regard. So my journey for self-awareness started at an extremely young age, and I can't honestly say or pinpoint for sure I knew where the desire to look at myself came from, other than it must be innately in my personality.
Yeah.
Because there was no situation or time or person that says, you know, hey, you need to think about what you're doing.
Right. And I noticed that for protagonists in particular, some of the growth areas that for protagonists were fluctuating self-esteem.
Which I went through that as well.
Being too sensitive and too selfless. And,
yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's true. Like, I feel like all of that's true to a certain extent, even to the point of what you just, you know, said about not being so willing to blame people outside of, you know, yourself.
Right. Right.
Because I truly believe the protagonist can be their own worst critical, roughest critic on themselves.
Yes, we love to be critical of ourselves because we don't like to make mistakes, be honest. We do not like to make mistakes. So it's hard on that ego, that our own perception of who we are. It's hard to make a mistake and admit it. But at the same time, we don't mind admitting to it. It's just hard to get over. You know what I mean? Like, you play the blame game for yourself for so long. I do want to bring up one of my fictional characters, which was Elizabeth Bennet from the book Pride and Prejudice. I don't know how many people are familiar with that story, but her character, I think, is an ideal protagonist because she was extremely proud and had her thoughts about who she was, who the people around her were. But when it came down to the end of her story, and she had to admit some things that she didn't necessarily want to admit about herself.
I am not familiar with that story, but now I feel like I need to watch this story.
Oh. If you just watch the Pride and Prejudice movie with Keira Knightley in it, because it's been remade like several different times. Like they have a couple black and white versions of it. But I love the one where Keira Knightley plays the main character. If you watch that movie, which is one of my favorite movies, you'll see what I mean. Everyone, that's your homework. Watch Pride and Prejudice.
All right, for the listeners listening in, go watch Pride and Prejudice. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back with Kel, the DJ, is going to tell us a little bit about her personality type, and we're going to get into that after the quick commercial break, and we may have a caller holding, so I want to also get into that as well. So we'll be back in a short commercial break.
This is another InfoSol production.
welcome back to Enlightened Tea Radio, where we talk about the latest tea and we sip on tea. Tonight, I have a special guest, Ms. D. Shaw, and I have my co-host, Kel the DJ, here with us, and I am your host, Leah the Sun Star. During our commercial break, we had a caller to call in for a reading, and so I'm going to bring him in now so we can do a reading, and then we're going to get back to our conversation on self-awareness and personality types. You, thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm curious to see how the reading will go. I'm having a lot of very powerful things start happening in a good way for the world.
Very good. Thank you for joining us. Give us just a moment. We're going to ground clean your center. And then we're going to tell you a few things about your upcoming week that you can look forward to. And Yu's birthday is September 22nd, and he was born in Manhattan. Interesting. So I see for your upcoming week, you're going to be in deep contemplation about having a new beginning with a young woman. And I'm not sure if this young woman is a romantic person or if this is a family member, but I feel like it's a very feminine energy, and this person is highly intuitive. They're very nice, and you're going to be in deep thought about making some type of offer, having a new beginning with this person. Could be around business or it could be around pleasure. But I'm really seeing that you're going to be taking a rest this upcoming week and really be in contemplation mode when it comes to this individual. Kale, are you picking up anything for you?
As soon as you said new beginnings, my new beginnings card popped out.
Very nice. Okay.
Yeah, so, but then I also chose cards that were, I chose two more cards as like a clarifier, and it says trust your divine guidance. One card says trust, and the other card says divine guidance. So as far as the new beginnings in your life, make sure you rely on your divine guidance, your ancestors, spirit guides, you know, to guide you. If you are in tune with any signs, like if you're auditory, you know, if you're clairaudient, or if you get any numbers, or just try to look up those meanings if you see anything.
And I'm actually getting I got the word trust as well, to be honest.
Okay.
And that you're going to be in a waiting period, and you're waiting to see if you're going to take action on a certain situation. And once you make your decision, once you take your rest and you wait and you contemplate, should you decide to move forward with this new beginning, it's going to be a very, a very abundant new beginning. And the word trust in your higher self and trust in your guidance, your divine guidance came up as well. All right.
Yeah.
So you.
Yes, that was very interesting and accurate, and I appreciate it very much. I have had quite a bizarre life, a lot of negative experiences, but through the negativity, I always learned how to forgive and let go and let God, and that's what people don't do these days so much, and that's why we're in the chaotic state that we're in. And I am in my work looking to empower women and indigenous people globally, as I also work on rooting out corruption and transforming global economics, education, politics, religion, and more based on new strategies and paradigms of spirituality and unconditional love, making everything transparent, ethical, legal, and moral.
That is amazing. And what I want you to do is I would definitely want you to keep us posted on your upcoming week. And I also want you to send me an email at Leah, L-I-A, the, T-H-E, Sunstar, S-U-N-S-T-A-R, at gmail.com, so that you and I can have a conversation with the Enlightened Collective's founder and overseer, Mr. Adam Melvin. We do have to move on, but I definitely want you to do that. And also, give us a call back next week and let us know what decision you made.
All right. Thank you so much again, and very happy upcoming Mother's Day to everyone. And I taught my young grandson about the meaning of a mother. I had him write the word mom, M-O-M, and I said, just turn it upside down. You get wow. That's all you need to know.
Oh, thank you so much. You have an awesome week as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies. God bless.
God bless you. All right, y'all. We're going to get back into the conversation. I do see that we have some other callers waiting. What we're going to do is we're going to get back into the conversation a little bit. We're going to go to a commercial break, and then callers stay on the line if you want to participate in the conversation or if you want a reading for the upcoming week. Please hold and stay tight for us. Kel, the DJ, DJ Kel.
Hey.
Tell us what you learned about yourself from taking the personality quiz. Which celebrity or I would say movie personality most resonated with you, and how do you feel like this taking this quiz has made you more self-aware and will help you on your journey of self-awareness?
Okay. I apologize in advance if my dog starts barking. But I am an INFJ personality type, so I'm introversion, intuition, feeling, and judgment, which is definitely something that aligns with me. And the career matches for it, one of them is musician, artist, entrepreneur, which is something, and also psychologist and psychiatrist. My associate's degree was a concentration in psychology. So I had to take these tests when I was in school before, you know, because we have to analyze ourselves so we can, you know, analyze others. So
right.
I am, so as far as INFJ-T, which makes me a turbulent advocate.
Mm-hmm.
And my role is like a diplomat, basically. And the celebrity or advocate that the first person that showed up after my analysis was Martin Luther King Jr. And,
okay.
You know, I come from, you know, a school background that's like heavily, we were taught about African-American, we were taught about African-American, you know, advocates and, like, you know, taught about the civil rights movement. So, and I've also learned a lot about Martin Luther King Jr. over the years and how much of a compassionate person he was, the type of person to put himself first. I mean, put himself last, but he also put himself, you know, in the line of fire. You know, he sacrificed
mm-hmm.
himself basically at his time, and he's still revered even now. And even though I don't have a type of platform he does, but I could see myself relating to that, where I've, you know, put a lot of myself first. I mean, put myself last. And I'm actually working on, you know, putting myself first. when it comes to, you know, my life and things like that. But he was so young when he was killed, so he didn't really get a chance to really do that. So, but he stood up for what was right, and I do that. Sometimes I help advocate for veterans and things like that, just like me. And you said, what's the third part of the of what you said?
I think you covered everything. It was just, you know, really talking about things that you saw in yourself, you know, after you read the results of your quiz, because they break it down so thoroughly, like from friendships to relationships. And it was basically like anything you wanted to talk about as far as like anything you wanted to share, or, you know, is there a time in your life that you can, you can actually correlate your personality type with an actual experience that you've had in your life?
Okay. Yeah, as far as like I've always was the type to like, and I still am, like I'll make sure my family and my friends are okay all the time. You know, I try to like call and check up on people and, you know, make sure they're doing fine. If somebody needs a ride or somebody needs, like I just gave a ride to somebody last night, you know, and just try to make sure I'm always like concerned about other people. You know, and I also get upset when, you know, when people are fighting, you know, something that's not fair. I'm like the person that likes to root for the underdog and like, okay, you need my help, what you need, you know? So,
right.
You know, there's plenty of times in my life that I've experienced that.
Absolutely.
So, I can see that. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for sharing. I definitely appreciate that. Yeah, I definitely appreciate it. And I know someone listening can appreciate that personality type. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back from the quick commercial break, I have a few callers holding on the line. I'm going to see who wants to join in the conversation and get a reading. Again, if you want to call in to get a reading for your upcoming week, please give us a call at 914-803-4591. We'll be right back after our break. Thank you so much. Hold tight.
This is another InfoSol production.
This is another InfoSol production.
all pride.
Radio, where we talk about the latest tea and we sip on tea. I'm your host, Leah the Sunstar, and I have my co-host, Kel, the DJ, on the line, and we have a special guest this week, Miss D. Shaw. We're talking about being self-aware, being more self-aware, and in regards to our personality types. So before we went on commercial break, of course, we had a reading, and then we talked a little bit with Kale, the DJ. So I just want to circle back around to me last, and I am actually a protagonist, assertive, like my friend
right.
and colleague, D. Shaw. And it's very interesting.
That's-
because we're different, but we're alike. And that's very interesting. We were just having a conversation on Sunday about knowing your people and knowing everybody's skill set. And so when I see D, I'm thinking, okay, yeah. But what D didn't share with us is her percentages. So I'm going to share my percentages of my personality type. And I'm going to go through each one just quickly for those of you all who are listening in, because I really encourage you all to take this, go to this website, 16personalities.com, and take this quiz, because it really is, to Dee's point and to Kel's point, it does break down a lot of things. And so for me, when it came to the mind category, it says this trait determines how we interact with our environment. So I'm 81% extroverted and 19% introverted, which makes sense. And, you know, it says you're mostly extroverted. Extroverted individuals prefer group activities and get energized by social interaction. They tend to be more enthusiastic and more easily excited than introverts. And that's absolutely positively true. Henceforth, the Enlightened Tea Radio Show. my energy, I am 69% intuitive, 31% observant. And this just shows where we direct our mental energy. So intuitive individuals are very imaginative, open-minded, and curious. They prefer novelty over stability and focus on hidden meanings and future possibilities. And that's absolutely true about me. I received, for my nature, you're either thinking or feeling. I am 25% thinking, 75% feeling. It says this trait determines how we make decisions and cope with emotions. So feeling individuals are sensitive and emotionally expressive. They are more empathetic and less competitive than thinking types and focus on social harmony and cooperation. I am not competitive at all. When I say at all, I'm the least competitive person I know. When I go bowling to have fun. I do not go bowling to win. Now, I'm not going to say I don't like to win because the Leo in me definitely likes to win. But I am so not competitive.
Which is funny because I just like to be really competitive at times.
Interesting. But were you more of a thinker or a feeler?
Feeling, 68%.
Right. So, exactly. And that speaks to the Scorpio in you. But
wow.
What I will say is Scorpios care, but when they don't care, they really don't care. Okay. For tactics, I got 81% judging, 19% prospecting. So this trait reflects our approach to work, planning, and decision-making. Judging individuals are decisive, thorough, and highly organized. They value clarity, predictability, and closure, preferencing structure and planning to spontaneity. I am this to the T, y'all. I really think about all my decisions, but that is one thing about us. Like, we struggle with making decisions as a protagonist. I do struggle with making decisions, but when I make a decision, I make the decision. I stick with it, and I weigh all the pros and cons before making the decision. I am thoroughly, highly organized. And I do like clarity. I like predictability. I like closure. I like structure. I love to plan stuff out. Spontaneity is not my strong suit. And I think that's why I'm probably going to have to be with a partner, always be with a partner who is spontaneous, because I am not spontaneous. I think if I was with somebody who planned everything out, we may not get along. I don't know. I don't know how that would work, y'all, but I just know I'm not a spontaneous individual at all. And then identity, I was 76% assertive, 24% turbulent. So it's I am very confident in my abilities and my decisions. I just really am. Like, it takes me a while sometimes to make decisions, especially if they're painful decisions. But once I make them, I stick to them. And to Dee's point earlier, we don't like to fail as protagonists. I don't know any protagonist that likes to fail. My favorite protagonist of all time and my future mentor is Miss Oprah Winfrey. And I love Oprah Winfrey. I have always loved her. And I was just talking to somebody the other day about looking up to people. And I'm really like, okay, I struggle for a long time just looking up to people in general, because when you put a person up on a pedestal, they then have the means to disappoint you. So a while ago, I would say in my life, I stopped putting people on pedestals, but Oprah's still pretty high up on the pedestal for me. She is definitely, you know, because she came from being a regular, smegla, degla old chick with you know, weight issues and self-esteem issues and all kind of issues. But she pulled herself up from that, you know, that dark place, you know, and she became a billionaire. So I feel like that is something to aspire to. And she didn't do the traditional route of get married and have kids. She got a boyfriend to live on her estate, and she got a whole school of kids. So I guess for me, I'm like, okay, she's not dating a billionaire or somebody who's richer than her. She's not, you know, married and having babies. And so I kind of looked to her like, okay, she has the life that she wants, obviously. And she didn't go the traditional route of doing it. So I love the fact that, of course, my personality type and Oprah's personality type kind of go hand in hand. I think that's incredible because she is like a mentor in my head for me. I would say the thing that struck me the most about reading my results were the strengths and the growth areas, because I don't like calling them weaknesses. I did see a lot of my strengths as far as being a natural leader, and what was the word? Being, y'all, I can't even think of the word it gave now. It was about being tolerant. My tolerance level, when I was younger, I wasn't tolerant at all. I've always been reliable. I've always been charismatic. I've always been a natural leader. Now, the altruistic trait and the tolerant trait, that came later on in life. I realized over the past, I would say, 2 or 3 years of my life, I've been the most tolerant ever. I really am sensitive at times. I do try not to take stuff personally, but it's really hard for me not to take stuff personally, to Dee's point earlier about how we take things personally and how we do a lot of self-reflection. We truly do. I am very selfless. I have lately been taking my power back in respect of being more selfish, because I can be very selfless. I will definitely sacrifice things I want to do and places I want to go for other people. And I've just recently decided I'm not doing that no more, because I don't see selfless individuals around me. I see selfish individuals around me. So that made me want to say, hey, I can't keep giving and not do the things I want to do and making all these sacrifices for everybody else. And as far as the last thing was the relationship, romantic relationships as a protagonist. One thing that it said was we typically, we definitely take relationships seriously. We feel more at home when we're in a relationship and establishing a loving commitment. But it was like, you know, we're really cautious about selecting people for the long haul, but once we make that commitment, we really commit. And the biggest thing that I saw was I'm the type of person, I'm a team player. So if I'm with someone and they say, I have a goal and I'm committed to this goal, I will be their biggest supporter. And I've always been like this. I'll be their biggest supporter, whether it's school, whether it's a job, whether it's a hobby. I don't care what it is. I could say I hate this person's hobby, and I'll still encourage them to do the hobby and get them stuff to go with the hobby, even if I hate the hobby. And I know that's crazy, right? But it's the truth. Or if I know somebody's trying to finish school or they're trying to reach some kind of career goal, I am definitely the person that will be like, I want to see you win. And when you win, I win, because I'm a team player. So I'm going to do whatever I got to do to support you to finish your goal. That has not always worked out for me, but now that I see it in writing, I'm like, oh, crap, I really am like that. So, yeah, that was one thing that stood out to me about the personality quizzes. Anyways, we have come to the end of our show. I want to just say thank you to my co-host and my guest, and I want to allow everybody to go ahead and do their spiel as far as let everybody know how they can get in touch with you. So, Kel, let everybody know how they can book you as a DJ and how they can get in touch with you after listening to you on the show.
Okay. If you want to contact me, the fastest way is through my Instagram, which is KelTheDJ215. That's KelTheDJ215. And I also have Facebook fan page called Kel the DJ, spelled the same way as my Instagram name. And some people actually can email me at KelTheDJ215@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you, Kel. D. Shaw, let everybody know how they can get in touch with you for some yoga sessions or, you know, you are the tax lady.
Well, I can currently be seen in Luke's latest video. That's a joke from Martin. If you're not a Martin fan, you don't know that joke. But anyway,
you cannot be in Luke's video.
I know, shit, that was a shenanigans. I can currently be seen in Luke's latest video, but I don't take nothing off because I'm a lady. But you can follow me on Instagram at Lady D Yogi. You can also come and see me in person at some of the Enlightened Collective events and our weekly meeting on Wednesday nights at 7:30. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, come meet me in person. And that's pretty much it.
And thank you, Dee. And I am Leah the Sun Star. If you'd like to book a personal reading with me, please look up my IG. I am at Leah, LIA underscore THE underscore Sun Star, SUNSTAR on IG. And I can also be reached via email at Leah, LIA THE SUNSTAR at gmail.com. If you want to book a reading with me or you want some type of spiritual consultation, divination with me, I am going to be starting spiritual coaching very soon, spiritual coaching level for level ones. I would love to have some people sign up for that. Stay tuned for the broadcast for next week. We'll be broadcasting again here at 9 p.m. next week, a topic to be announced. And also, if you're in the Atlanta area, please come to the Little Five Points Community Center on Wednesday nights from 7:30 to 9. We're always doing the Raise Your Vibration Meetup Group. This week's topic is going to be on the Kundalini energy. So if you're in the Atlanta area, please come and see us. We're actually not going to be at the Little Five Points Community Center this Wednesday. We're going to be at the Seven Nanda Co-op store in the Little Five Points Community area. Please look that up, Seven Nanda. I call Seven Nanda the black version of Whole Foods.
Yes.
So if you're in the Atlanta area,
or Atlanta
there's only one Seven Nanda store. We're going to be there this Wednesday talking about the Kundalini. Please reach out to us. You can also check us out at www.ryv.world. Thank you all so much for listening in, and I hope you all call back in next week for our upcoming show.
Thank you so much, Leah, for making me a guest on your show. Thank you, Kel. Always a pleasure.
Oh, thanks, Dee. And, you know, I have you back on here for something else, child. But
all right.
I appreciate
all right.
You.
We protagonists got to stay together, girl, okay?
Yeah. We got to help each other out.
Yes.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all so much for calling in, and we'll see y'all next week.
All right. Good night.
Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio.
What's the tea? What's the tea, girl?
Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio.
What's the tea, girl? How you doing? Can I get some tea today? Can I get some tea today? Where my tea at, girl? What's the tea? What's the tea, girl?
How you doing? Can I get some tea today? Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio. Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio.
What's the tea, girl?
How you doing? Can I get some tea today? Where my tea at, girl? Welcome to Enlightened Tea Radio.
What's the tea? What's the tea, girl?
How you doing? Can I get some tea today? Where my tea at, girl?